Life is a journey. What's your story? Hello, friends. I am your host, Annette Weiser. And with me today to talk about the St. Petersburg Conference on World Affairs, the ties that bind us, SPCWA 2025, is Willie Rudowski, President, Board of Directors, and Lynn Platt, Vice President. We want to thank Amy Cianci for being here with us today. It's been terrific to have you all here. So let's launch. And Willie, tell us a little bit about the history of the conference.
The World Affairs Conference was started in 2012. Our first live event was in February of 2013. It was started by the then head of the Honors College at USF St. Pete, Thomas Smith, and former ambassador to Bosnia-Herzegovina, Douglas McElhaney. I always screw up Douglas's name.
McElhaney.
It started as, I believe it was a one-day conference, and then it gradually moved, grew. It was always at USF St. Pete, but it gradually grew till at one point, pre-COVID, we were a conference with three full days, a keynote address, and we had 30 panels during those three full days. COVID sort of changed everything for us. We managed to have our last, what we had considered the norm conference, in February of 2020. And less than a month later, everything changed, and we realized that we couldn't go back. We couldn't be a live conference in 2021. Whatever happened, people weren't going to be ready to come out in the numbers that we were expecting. So that was the first time that we went live stream. And that was extremely successful. I would like to think that most of it was because we had a great program put together, but it also may have been that people just didn't want to get out of their pajamas in their bedrooms. So
we've come a long way, baby, as we like to say in the commercial. I want to say that, you know, it has never been as important as today that our citizenry be well informed. And Lynn, tell me how you got involved with this. And also then, ladies, I want to talk before we go through the speakers, how hard it is to put together. We know a day in studio is hard to schedule. Lynn, tell me a little bit about how you got involved, and then I'm going to turn it back to you to talk about the actual behind the scenes. Lynn.
I moved here to St. Petersburg in 2020, actually, the year of COVID. And it was, as Willie says, the year that we were virtual. Having previously served in Canada, I was asked to participate on a panel having to do with Western Hemisphere issues, and I was the Canada speaker. So initially I got involved because I was asked to speak on one of the panels, and it was wonderful to think that an event with speakers of this high quality could be done in a city like St. Petersburg. So I wanted to become involved, and within a few months I was pestering Willie and other people in the conference to see whether there might be something I could usefully do on the program committee, and the rest has been history. It's been fantastic to get involved with people as professional as Willie, as Amy Cianci, and the folks at the St. Petersburg group. With their folks who have been involved in the putting on the conference since its inception. And there's a lot of dedication and hard work that goes into doing it.
Well, you know, I always like to say that we're lifelong learners. That's what distinguishes us. Are you a professor by background, or what is your love of great thinkers and great speakers and in this international diplomacy and world affairs arena?
Well, I am definitely not a professor. If anything, I'm a perpetual student. And I think everything started in probably second grade when the newspapers would come, and I would sit at my aunt's houses and several of them, and read old Look and Life magazines and be fascinated by what was going on elsewhere in the world. So it's just stuck with me.
Well, I really love that it starts on Tuesday, February 11th, 2025. And again, folks, if you're just joining us now, we're speaking with Willie Radowski and Lynn Platt, who are with the St. Petersburg Conference on World Affairs coming up February 11th through 13th in St. Pete. So the 5 o'clock keynote event at the Palladium kicks off with a welcome by you, Willie, and the officials of St. Petersburg and University of South Florida. Tell us a little bit about Ambassador Stuart Eisenstadt, who will be the keynote address this year.
I am going to defer that one to Lynn because I've looked at his CV so many times, and it is long.
Lynn, I'm all ears.
Ambassador Eisenstadt is actually an icon in the annals of public service. He came to Washington, D.C. with the Carter administration in the 70s, and he's worked with pretty much every presidential administration in one form or another, except for the current one. He was working in the White House as a policy advisor to President Carter. He worked in Clinton administration, Obama administration, Bush administration. Truly a civil servant and also an expert across so many fields. He's had roles in the Treasury Department, where he was number two in Treasury at one point. He's worked in commerce and international trade. He was in the State Department, where for many years he was our envoy on Holocaust affairs, interacting with countries around the world on Holocaust issues. He also served as U.S. ambassador to the European Union.
That's wonderful. And then he will speak again. So Wednesday on February 12th, it kicks off at 7:30 with coffee and networking. And Willie will welcome, along with the city and university, to the conference participant. We launch into allies and alliances. And then we have another talk, The Art of Diplomacy, with Ambassador Eisenstadt. Then we move into expertise, data, facts, and policy making. And then I wanted to talk to you both about another featured speaker, Willie, NPR's Frank Langfitt. Tell us a little bit about that.
I was lucky enough to be invited to NPR's weekend in Washington this year. And I've always had the goal of trying to get somebody from NPR as a speaker on our panel. And I've asked in the past, but I've asked for specifics. And this year, I said, okay, I'm going to hit up the president of NPR and the development person and anybody else I could talk to. And I said, here's some names of people that I hope would consider coming to speak. And one of the people was Frank Langfitt. And I had heard his presentation, which he can't do in a big event because it has confidential information. So I'm hoping he'll be able to tease us with some of that.
Well, stay tuned, and we're going to talk at the end how to get tickets. So moving on then to international trade, business, and prosperity. And on to Thursday, where we take on the three continents. It's never been more important. Would you start, Lynn, with Asia?
Yeah, absolutely. We're excited by the fact that Ambassador Christopher Hill is going to be moderating that panel. And Ambassador Hill is a part-time resident in these environs. He's out in Treasure Island. And he is just coming back from having most recently been U.S. Ambassador to Serbia. So we're excited that within weeks of his return, he's going to be moderating this panel at our conference. And, you know, his role in Asia was extremely significant. He was the Assistant Secretary for Asian, East Asian and Pacific Affairs, and also U.S. Ambassador to South Korea and head of delegation for the six-party talks on North Korea.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And Africa, Regional Developments and Challenges, tell us a little bit about that, Lynn.
Moderated by Ambassador Mike Ranneberger, former ambassador to multiple countries in Africa, and a terrific lineup of Africa specialists.
We move to the continent most in concern right now, Greenland, Ukraine, Europe. Regional Developments and Challenges, who's leading that?
That is being organized by our partners, and it's good that we have an opportunity to mention them. The Global and National Security Institute at University of South Florida is organizing our Europe panel, and they are bringing in the speakers, a number of the speakers for that panel, and it's being moderated by Tad Schnaufer.
You know, I think it's wonderful that you have two generations on either end of the spectrum involved in this day. You have the OLLI, USF Open House. We're a big fan of OLLI. OLLI is a terrific for lifelong learners, Willie, right?
Absolutely.
And then, Willie, talk about the Future Strategist student panel hosted by GNSI.
They are putting together a group of graduate students specializing in international affairs who are working with that group. So I don't have, I don't think either of us have a lot of detail as to how that's going to come out, but they have a panel of four, I believe it is, students who will be students, grad students who are very actively involved.
I don't think people realize the depth of education. You know, when you look at Channel 8, you'll see an SPC professor now who is a spokesperson, USF, University of Tampa. International affairs, talk a little bit before we get to author talk with General Frank McKenzie as your final speaker on the 13th. And I'm going to tell you something, folks. I will be there for that. That's going to be very exciting. Talk to us a little bit about international affairs at the universities, SPC, USF, and the importance of this conference as part of that.
I've been really fortunate to be involved with USF World Program. And they are actually the folks who are sponsoring our keynote, and that's why we're able to bring somebody who's a marquee name like Ambassador Stuart Eisenstadt. It's thanks to their help and support. But they are an extraordinary group of people who really put an emphasis on sending students overseas or bringing international students here to the University of South Florida, and they've really put USF on the map in that regard.
Who would like to talk to me about General Frank McKenzie, the Melting Point, High Command, and War in the 21st Century, Commander of the U.S. Central Command? How did you nail this speaker? What a kudo and what a time. We cannot wait to hear what he has to say.
Well, he is head of GNSI.
Yes.
So that was kind of an easy ask.
And talk to me a little bit about the importance of the collaborative visits, the socials, the cocktail hours, and the chance to really mix and air the voices.
Nanette, it's great to be able to do that because we see this conference as taking place at the intersection of the global and the local. And that's what we're trying to do. And since people are coming in from different parts of the country, and they're coming from across the street, you know, we want to be able to kind of get them all together and let sparks fly, let ideas happen. That's why we're very pleased that we've got some nice social hours going on.
And it's not just the speakers that get to do this, but in between, the speakers aren't whisked away as they are in some organizations. The speakers are generally milling around, and they'll attend other sessions as well. So the audience goes up and starts conversations.
You know, the ability to mingle with great minds. You know, you have the TED Talks where it's one way. What I want to celebrate for St. Petersburg Conference on World Affairs with Willie and Lynn, who are here with us today, is the fact that you create a village of ideas, a village of conversation, and peace gets a chance to and hope for the future. So, ladies, will you please share with our listeners how people can get tickets and also the website?
The website is worldaffairsconference.org. That's O-R-G. And you can go onto the site. It's every page has a register button, which will take you to the ticketing page, and we offer tickets for the full event, the keynote only, and then each day, either 2 days or all each day separately.
I want to thank Willie Radowski and Lynn Platt, Board of Directors with the World Affairs Conference.org. I'm sure they're already planning next year's conference, even as the next one comes on. Ladies, parting words to our listeners at Radio St. Pete.
Well, we have some exciting news.
We have been accepted as a World Affairs Council. So we are the newest World Affairs Council in America. And we're going to be doing the conference again next year, but in our new configuration. And meanwhile, we'll also do a dozen events over the course of the year. So keep an eye out, and we hope to see you out there.
Thank you so much, Willie and Lynn and Amy, for being here today. I'm your host, Nanette Weiser, for Radio St. Pete. It takes a village of ideas to make a difference in the world.